The attacks go on. Israel and the Lebanese militant group Hezbollah continue to wage war on each other with rocket and drone attacks. At just after 5 this morning Irish time, news came in from Israel that its air defences had intercepted and destroyed what its military called a surface-to-surface missile fired from Lebanon towards Tel Aviv. Meanwhile, Hezbollah confirmed that another of its senior commanders was killed in an Israeli airstrike on Beirut. In the past 24 hours, over 560 people have been killed in Lebanon since Monday. We're joined now by Paul McNamara, Channel 4 news correspondent, who's in Beirut. Paul, thanks for taking our call. What is the situation like there this morning and from overnight?
This is a significant development. This is the first time ever that Hezbollah have targeted Tel Aviv. Now, in likelihood, it's a response to that senior military commander who was murdered yesterday. His name is Ibrahim Kabasi. He was the man responsible for Hezbollah's missiles and rockets. And then this morning we get this attack from Hezbollah on Tel Aviv. Now, in the last couple of minutes, we've just had an update from Israel saying that the facility from where this rocket was sent, they've already destroyed it. There have already been a number of airstrikes this morning across the south of Lebanon, but this is escalating.
And Israel says they are targeting Hezbollah infrastructure. Are there attacks that targeted?
Well, Israel would say they are extremely targeted, and they have intelligence that wherever they are targeting, there are weapons being hidden there. But any time that you strike this many homes, and, you know, in South Beirut, there were where the missile struck yesterday, this is a densely populated area. The chances of there not being civilian casualties is nigh on zero. So, for example, yesterday we were in a school that's now been turned into a camp for people who displaced from their homes. These are, you know, the vast majority. I spoke to a woman yesterday who travelled there. It took her 11 hours, and she had a baby who was just 5 days old with her. And the scenes that we're seeing here at the moment is just utter devastation.
Yeah. And our hospitals, what are they like, Paul, in their ability to cope with the level of injured?
So we've had warnings already that the hospitals can't cope. What you've got to understand is that for the last 2 years, there hasn't been a precedent in Lebanon. The parliament couldn't agree on who to nominate. The functions of state just aren't operating. This is a country that since the war in 2006, the economy's been under decline. Then you had the explosion at the big port 4 years ago. Then you had COVID. The economy here is crippled. And what we're sort of seeing here is displacement of people being used as a weapon of war, and Israel exploiting the fact that Lebanon is in no situation to deal with this sort of crisis.
Are people there fearing an even further incursion by Israel into southern Lebanon, a ground incursion?
Yeah, that is the fear. Now, you know, speak to military experts and they will tell you that neither side really wants that. Neither side wants to get bogged down in war. However, the mission statement from Israel right from the get-go is that they want to make northern Israel as safe as possible. Right since the beginning of this conflict, Hezbollah has been firing rockets from the south of Lebanon down south into northern Israel. Lots of Israelis have had to flee their homes. Benjamin Netanyahu said he wants those Israelis to be able to return to their homes, and they simply can't do that while rockets are being fired from southern Lebanon, so they want to clear it out. So the big escalation would be that ground invasion. I think the hope is that that won't happen, because that is just a quagmire that both nations will be drawn into for no one knows how long.
It has been said that Hezbollah is not Hamas, that Hezbollah is better armed than many nations in the world. Are they responding to Israel right now as if they are that better armed than many nations?
Well, they are very well armed. One of the things that speak to Hezbollah analysts and people connected to them is that Hezbollah is very well armed, but a lot of those arms come from Iran. And what they are allowed to do with all of those arms is also controlled to some extent by Iran. So they do have some very sophisticated missiles. They do have some very sophisticated weaponry. However, using the munitions that they do have that they do have access to would be yet another escalation. And do they have the backing from Iran for that wider escalation? The thinking is at the moment they just don't.
Paul, just finally, what is happening in Gaza? As Israel's focus, it appears, is on Lebanon at the moment. Are they pursuing two highly intense wars at the same time?
Yeah, the war in Gaza continues. Just on Sunday, there was an airstrike in very close to Gaza City on a school that is now a camp for displaced people. Six people died. And reports of another strike just yesterday. So the war is still carrying on in Gaza. The focus at the moment is on Lebanon. However, the war in Gaza is still carrying on.
Paul, thank you very much. Paul McNamara, Channel 4 News correspondent who is in Beirut. Well, meanwhile, we can hear now from a Lebanese military expert who is saying that Hezbollah has still not responded fully to the attacks from Israel. Kian McCormack has been speaking to Hisham Jaber, a former brigadier general in the Lebanese army who is now a security analyst at the Middle East Centre for Studies and Research in Beirut. He gave his assessment of the escalating conflict.
It's very critical. The Israeli enemy is making a mass destruction, shelling most of Lebanon by aircraft. But Hezbollah did not use yet his military potential because Hezbollah doesn't want to be responsible to open the large front, which could be a regional war and maybe more than this.
We have seen bombardment by Israel. It says it's targeting Hezbollah. Have you seen evidence of Hezbollah military infrastructure in the areas that have been hit?
I didn't see. The Israeli lies. The Israeli pretend to destroy many hundreds of missiles bases. It's not true. The proof of this, what I said, that Hezbollah launched now, today, more than 400 missiles targeting Haifa, targeting inside Israel.
People are fleeing to Beirut. Schools and other public places are opening to accommodate them. How difficult is the situation in Beirut now?
There is a fear, of course. This area, southern of Beirut, is crowded, there is a lot of population. The Israeli enemy doesn't care about civilian. They kill them on purpose. Why? Because they want them, like he did in Gaza, he want them to leave their houses and to make pressure to Hezbollah. But doesn't have any result, in my opinion. Hezbollah will not surround it. He is not ready to stop. After this aggression, he will continue to reply.
You mention Hezbollah holding back weapons, but are we edging closer to an all-out war in the Middle East now?
Yes, Hezbollah doesn't want to give the Israeli a pretext or a reason to say that Hezbollah opened the large front and the large war. Hezbollah will not do it until now. The Israeli threat that will invade Lebanon, land offensive, and I don't believe he will do it. He knows what are going to be the consequences. America doesn't want this. It's not convenient for the Democrat and for the election. For this reason, America insists and push. Make pressure to Israel not to make a large offensive.
Using your military experience, because you're a retired general with the Lebanese army, if the airstrikes and bombing by Israel doesn't achieve for them what they want to achieve, what's next in its offensive in Lebanon?
Well, first of all, it will not. They will not achieve any of their political or military goals. The reason of look at Gaza after 1 year, what did they achieve? Nothing. Hamas is not finished yet. What they couldn't do in Gaza, they cannot do it in Lebanon. Hezbollah is 10 times bigger and stronger than Hamas. The geography of Lebanon, and especially South Lebanon, is not like Gaza. Everybody knows this, and everybody explained this, even the Israeli expert. What they aim to do, only Netanyahu want to prove to his people that he did something important after his failure within 1 year. Netanyahu, all his purpose to stay in the power. Netanyahu doesn't care about hostages, doesn't care about displaced people and from north of Palestine. That's clear, and everybody knew it.
U.S. President Joe Biden has said a diplomatic solution to stop the conflict in the Middle East from becoming a full-scale war is still possible. What do you think?
No. He is impotent, believe me. What? He doesn't have any power to push Israel or to let Israel accept. How many resolutions were made for Gaza? How many resolutions, how many American intervention did? Netanyahu doesn't respect America, doesn't obey America. He knows what happened in America now. He doesn't obey. He doesn't listen to anyone. You understand? Your people, your audience, the American, the European people must understand this. If they didn't understand in 1 year what happened in Gaza, they will not understand what happened in Lebanon.
Finally, General, what can the international community do now?
Nothing. They can do nothing. Nothing. We don't have to expect this any decision, because even if the international United Nations make a new decision and new resolution, I am sure Netanyahu will not obey. That's it. That's the reality.
And that was Hisham Jaber, who's a former brigadier general in the Lebanese army, talking there to our reporter, Kian McCormack. It's 7:26.